ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 591. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by the man who's slated to play the Batman, Wombat.
Wait till they get a load of me.
That's the Joker.
Damn it, I did it again. That was my joke.
Who could Shipwreck play in the Batman?
He could play the Mad Hatter. He was a redhead.
He would be a good Mad Hatter. His personality, yeah. Except for the crazy, he's not crazy, but...
No, that's...
Yeah. I'm not familiar with his character too much, I don't think.
He's the Mad Hatter? Are you familiar with Wizard of Oz? Alice in Wonderland?
Are you familiar with Wizard of Oz?
But in the... yeah, isn't he an engineer in the comic?
He is an engineer in the comics. He built the hats that hypnotize people. See?
Oh, okay.
And he's got red hair.
Very engineering-y.
His personality is very logical, except for the fact that he's crazy. But He's methodical, I think is what
Sign
I'm saying.
Sign me up.
He would,
Do I get to kill Batman?
Yes, you get to kill the Batman.
Fantastic.
And who would you be, GB? I could see you being the Joker. That works.
Too tall.
Joker's supposed to be tall.
He is?
Yes.
Taller than Batman?
Yes. Just skinny. Tall and skinny.
I'm not skinny anymore. I'm jacked now.
Bane, then.
Bane. Good.
There you go.
No, I don't want to be in Batman. I'm good. I want to be in RoboCop.
Fine.
I could be RoboCop.
Sure you can.
Could be good.
I don't recall saying you couldn't be RoboCop.
Aren't they making a new RoboCop? I'm available.
Offensive.
I am available. I'm already bald. Okay. So when he gets shot in the head and becomes a robot, you don't need to mess around.
So would you wear a wig for the first 10 minutes of the movie?
Right. Sure. Why not? Whatever they want me to do, I'll do it. I did spend most of my college trying to walk and talk like RoboCop, so I'm prepared.
I don't even want to know, but that's interesting.
You used to leave voicemails for people as RoboCop. We had this trophy that we won. It was like a metal bowl. And if I wore it on my head, it gave you the right amount of reverb if you could do a RoboCop impression. It's fascinating, I know.
That's, yeah.
See?
I'm all choked up. All right. What else is going on in this world? Anything? Do we have anything going on? I see our little...
Somebody threw up in Shipwreck's car this morning, I heard.
Yes. That's always a great time on the way to work when one of your kids...
just starts throwing up.
You hear them coughing, and I turn around and go, are you okay? And then out it comes.
Yeah. At least my kid had the decency to throw up all over the rug.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The car...
Car is the worst place.
You're just trapped in there.
Yep.
You just got to live with it. But it was just orange juice and waffles, though, so it wasn't so bad.
Right.
Apparently, my son has had a stomach virus for the last few days, and he was home again today with my wife, and apparently his gas was so bad that she couldn't be in the same room as him.
Wow. Sounds like a good time in the Wombat house.
Yep. Yeah. So some lucky dog's going to be, doesn't know what she has gone out for.
When's the dog coming?
First week of June. Oh. First week of June, there will be a dog in the house. Right now, the dog is with a foster family, foster person, right. Really.
And then, then it's E3.
And then it's,
you'll be able to spend E3 with your dog.
Exactly. We're going to sit on the couch and watch stuff. We'll watch all the press conferences.
Get impressions from the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. She'll be like, nope. Nope. She does have a video game name, so.
What is it?
It's I didn't name the dog. This is the dog's name. So, you know. It just happens to be.
Wait, it's video game related and you didn't name it then?
No.
And she's from Spain?
And I didn't even pick the dog out.
She's from Spain, right? You said?
Yes, she's from Spain.
So can we guess what the name is?
Sure.
Vega.
Mm-mm. That's a good guess, though.
Video game related. Exploding barrels.
Ooh, close.
Microtransactions.
I don't think you'll ever get it, because it's not like it's a game we play.
Can we get a hint or something?
Shenmue. Sure.
It's an MMO.
World of Warcraft.
Ooh, close.
Mega Wars 3.
I think it's an MMO.
MOBA? Is
Elder
it a MOBA?
Scrolls Online.
No, it's not a MOBA.
Oh, MMOs. There was more of those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Elder Scrolls Online.
No, no, but you got half of it right.
Online.
If that part, if that was in the name.
Fantasy Star Online.
No.
Sega Online.
America Online.
No. You guys are bad.
It's not online, is what you're saying?
You know what? I bet at this point someone is screaming that they probably figured it out.
Wait, so it's not online. It's probably not the part of the name, I'm thinking.
It's, well, the name of the game has online as part of it.
Oh, just tell us the name already.
You're just leading us on now.
Right. These bad hints.
Her name is Ultima.
Oh.
Okay.
That is a good name.
Mm-hmm. That's her name.
Spelled with a U?
Yeah, Ultima. Wow. U-L-T-I-M-A. But they call her Tima.
Hmm.
But her full name is Ultima, or Ultima, because she's Spanish.
Or Alt. Alt up.
I think we're going to stick with Tima, but, you know, you go with...
Ultimate. You know, like Overwatch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your ultimate is ready?
Nope.
No. Well, that's a good update right there.
Thank you. And we got to play a little game, and people love games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they're here.
Anyway, show feedback?
I guess so.
Wow, don't sound too excited.
It was positive this week.
I know. Dream State has to say, your show is always fun to listen to. I don't care if you talk about just games or if you've seen every game. I listen to a few gaming podcasts, many of which are more detailed on games and such.
Impossible.
I know, right? But this is the first one I want to listen to each week. Keep up the good work and do what you do.
That was nice.
Thank you.
That was very nice.
Yes.
I enjoyed reading that one.
Yes. And Sean Nola has to say, show feedback in all caps with a colon. Good show as usual. Can't wait to hear more about Dog Bat. You just did, Womb Dog. Gotta say, as a new father and watcher of budgets, I really appreciate hearing Wombat's more frugal approach to gaming these past few years. It's nice to know there are others out there who are wringing every last bit of enjoyment out of a game before moving on to the next thing. And then he says a lot more. Keep up the great work.
Nice.
Yes. Yep. Well, that's going to change this week. Sorry.
Right. It's all a scam anyway, his frugal approach to gaming. It sounds like he's being frugal, but he's still just buying everything.
I do not.
Not everything, but he buys what he wants and gets stuff for free when he can. Like
this week.
Like this week. Mm-hmm. You got some goodies this week.
I did.
It's good.
So what? If Reggie could get a chair, I could get any game I want.
Dude, you know, we need stuff to talk about on the show. Especially when we don't have a sponsor.
I know.
Because then we run out of stuff to talk about. Sponsor, you know.
No.
I could talk about HelloFresh for like, you know.
You know, I actually heard a fast food restaurant that I wholeheartedly have endorsed on this show in the past advertised on another podcast, and it made me sad.
Write them an email.
I should.
Why not? Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Find out. It's going right into your pocket. Like, why wouldn't you spend 15 minutes?
I even had lunch there today.
Should have done it while you were eating, and you could say, hey, I'm right at Arby's right now writing you this email.
Dear Mr. Arby's.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can say that anyway, no matter where you write the email, so it doesn't really matter, but I recommend adding that.
Okay.
It's going to help, I think.
Yes. And Dennis Patrick at Denbot91 has to say, can Wombat unbox the dog on video when it comes, like how he unboxed the PS3 cheap he gifted him years ago? I don't know if we're going to put the dog in a box.
He comes in a box. That's how dogs come.
No, they don't.
Oh.
I have to drive out to
this one's used, remember?
Yeah, it's true. This isn't a new dog. This dog's 4 years old.
All right.
Got to peel the stickers off of him.
Her. It's a her, by her. The way, but right. Yes.
You get the goo gone.
That's the hardest part.
All right. That's some exciting dog news right there.
Mm-hmm.
Ty asked me for a hamster yesterday. Hamsters are pretty lame. I grew up with hamsters.
Yeah, you don't want a hamster.
No, I know. I had several, and it's a waste of time.
Get a lizard.
No. Oh, they'll eat all the bugs, though. Can we just let it go, run around the house, and eat bugs?
I don't think that's how it works.
No. If you let it go, I think you're pretty much letting it go.
He's gone. He's not coming back?
No. Probably. Now, maybe if you get like a big one, like a big iguana or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They not do
like,
act like they
you can't go like with an anole or something, but
yeah, the big iguanas can act. They actually you can play with those.
Yeah, and they'll eat like the bugs. Dog. Bugs are just run, you know, fly away in fear.
Iguanas are herbivores, so no.
Fuck.
They'll eat the plants.
Yeah, they'll eat the plants.
They need the plants. I'm a big fan of nothing.
I understand that.
You know, fish are good. Fish are pretty good.
Yeah, get some fish. Or a bird.
No,
don't get a bird.
No, I'm not getting a bird. That's the last thing I want.
A bird.
You can't play with them, really, and they smell, and they make a lot of noise and poop in your house.
A rabbit?
Most of that except for the noise.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. No noise.
Right.
Very quiet.
Are they going to eat the bugs?
No.
Which pet will do work for me around the house? That's really what I'm asking.
A Roomba?
Yeah.
A Roomba with some googly eyes on it?
Do you have bats by you? You can get a bat box.
I got one. It's sitting in my boiler room.
Yep.
Why is it only
Remember
in
when
the
we found that
room?
That bat with rabies? That was pretty cool.
Not you.
Oh.
Because Shipwreck's daughter got bitten by a bat with rabies?
No, she didn't get bitten, but she might have
She
come
got
in
licked by
it.
A bat with
sure,
rabies.
Sure. Maybe
she had a conversation with a bat.
She definitely had a conversation with a bat with rabies. Yep. That resulted in a whole bunch of rabies shots.
The thing with the bat box is you have to mount it to a tree, and it's got to be pretty high up. I need a ladder, and I don't have a ladder.
Gotcha.
I could ask my landscaper to do it. He would love to do that.
I bet he would.
And you also are supposed to paint the bat box black. Before you,
so you can see their poop better.
No,
because they're fans of the Rolling Stones.
No, why do you think? Shipwreck will figure it out in 5 seconds.
I don't
answer.
What do I know about bats?
I know everything about everything. What's your first guess?
Because they live in dark places. So that they blend in.
Black is not going to blend in on a tree. Maybe it won't. Depending.
No, but they blend in with black.
Oh, well, no.
So they can see it? They think it's a hole in the tree?
No.
Maybe
Wombat can get it before Shipwreck and just throw my whole world on end.
Why is it
zoned out?
No, I'm trying to think. Does it have something to do with echolocation?
No.
All right. That's all I know about bats. Echolocation.
They like to stay. It keeps the heat.
There it is.
All right.
Oh, they stay nice and hot. Good job.
You need to put it in the sun. So all those variables, the fact that you needed a ladder, you need to figure out where the sun's coming from and painting it black, that's why it's been sitting in my boiler room for about a year.
Yeah, you don't really need a pet. If you can't go through the effort of doing that, you probably... don't need a pet.
Yeah, I agree. We're on the same page here, it sounds like. All right. Should we move on to Watch This, Bitches? Is that where we are?
Yes.
I didn't write this, so.
How about Game of Thrones?
It's the show that none of us watch, and yet is the most popular
Game
thing
of Thrones.
In America.
I can tell you talk. I've seen. I'm up to date. I can tell you anything you want to know.
I'm up to date on Twitter.
I'm up to date via Twitter also.
What are you reading?
Apparently it's bad now.
That I'm glad that I didn't watch all of this.
Game of Thrones, it's bad now. That's the commercial.
Yep. Pretty much. People are just at this point. Well, I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of people who still like it. It's just you're hearing from, you know, vocal people.
The internet.
Right. And yeah.
I watched a documentary on Amazon Prime.
You did?
It's a new documentary that I think you would actually like.
Is it about, let me guess, it's about some 60s band.
It is not about some 60s band.
It's about, no, what is it?
It's about a woman who's, she's from Laos, well, her family is. And she found out when she was 14 that the person who she thought was her father was not her father, and that someone else was her father. And now that as an adult, she goes to Laos to meet her father.
Nice. That doesn't sound like something you would normally talk about.
Well, the Kulap Vilaysok, who's the subject of the documentary, she's a writer, director, comedian, and her husband is Scott Aukerman from Comedy Bang Bang. Mm-hmm. So I know I'm familiar with their work, so I was interested to see their story.
Sounds good. Origin story.
Origin story. It's on Amazon Prime. Yes, it's totally worth watching. It does, it's, you know, because I think maybe because they are entertainers, they kind of know how to structure the documentary, so it kind of pays off at the end.
Sure.
You know, because a lot of sometimes you can watch a documentary and it just kind of ends. Mm-hmm. So, but it has a good structure to it, and it's totally worth watching. I think you would really like it.
Okay, maybe I'll check it out.
Yep, it's totally up your alley. Ooh. So check it out. Mm-hmm. You could let me know what you think. It's short.
I forget to open up Amazon Video.
There's a lot there too.
I know. I just rarely.
And you're already paying for it.
I know. I've watched The Tick once in a while. But even that, I haven't.
Which was canceled.
It was? Oh.
Yeah, The Tick was canceled today.
I've only watched the first episode of season two.
I watched like half the season two.
Seemed pretty good.
It's all right. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
All right. The big news that we talked about earlier.
Yep, Robert Goodinson is going to play the Batman.
Not Goodinson.
No?
But I don't get the joke. Explain the joke. Shipwreck, explain the joke.
I was making fun of Shipwreck.
We have the same.
Okay.
Name.
So you got it at least. Okay, that's good.
Uh-huh. It is. That was the joke.
I don't have to get all the jokes, right? It's okay if I.
No, that's not a requirement on
okay,
the show.
Okay, good.
No, clearly not. Huh. It wasn't a good joke.
We're not going to play all.
Are
the
you
games.
On board with this, Wombat?
I'm not on board. You know what I like about it? Robert Pattinson is only 32 years old. And I don't need another old man Batman movie. I feel like we've had enough of those. Like even Michael Keaton was fairly old when wasn't he like 40 when he played Batman? Or did he just look like he was 40 when he played Batman?
No, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there hasn't really been Yes, I know that Christian Bale did origin story Batman. I mean, like, middle of career Batman is what I like. And there really hasn't been a good middle of career Batman movie.
32, he said?
Yep, he's 32 right now.
And how old is he supposed to be in the movie?
I don't know, probably 32.
Oh, that's middle of his career, Batman's career?
Yeah.
32?
Yeah.
Short career.
He starts probably when he's like 25 and he's dead by the time he's 50. All right. I don't know.
He was on Howard Peak. Stern, Robert Pattinson. It was a really funny interview, I remember. He revealed a lot, actually. And that segues.
So maybe he'll be he might be fine.
Yeah, he seemed pretty entertaining. That segues perfectly into Read This Bitches, because Howard Stern has a new book that just came out.
How is it? Have you finished it yet?
No. It's called Howard Stern Comes Again, and it's mostly a collection of his favorite interviews over the last, I don't know, 20 years or so, 20, 30 years. So they're mostly just transcripts of his reviews, which are entertaining to read. And then he writes a little intro to each interview.
Does it have that Conan O'Brien one that he said is his favorite of all
course,
time?
Of course, that was the whole point. That was marketing for the book. But yeah, there's like a 20-page intro that he wrote for the book. But mostly it's just... It's his interviews, but they're good interviews, and I think it works well in as a book too. So there it is.
Cool.
How about some video game shopping news?
Sure.
Did you hear about this Epic Game Sale? That's the mega sale that just started today.
I heard about it. I have not checked into it too much.
I don't have a epic machine.
So. An epic box?
Yeah. An ep box.
That's not what I hear. So the key points to this epic mega sale is that, mm-hmm, if you spend $15 or $14.99 specifically, they give you $10 off. So
that's a good sale.
Yeah. And they're picking up, you know, it's the publishers are getting paid. Epic is covering it for you, basically.
Thanks.
Yeah. So I did notice that some of the prices have gone up already. If you haven't jumped on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, I mean, like I haven't looked to see. Let's see, the new John Wick game. Oh, I fucking clicked on this. I'm on Engadget.
Yeah, it's pre-purchase it for $8.
Yeah, there it is. Mm-hmm. So they haven't raised.
We're going to see that at E3.
They haven't raised that one. You can get Borderlands 3 and all that stuff. Hmm. So it's pretty good. It's pretty aggressive. Yeah. They're being very aggressive, Epic, because I guess they can be. And I don't know. The people are so mad at them. Like, who gives a shit? I get it. They don't have all the features of a service that's been around for fucking forever. But they have a lot of money. They're not some like fly-by-night organization that's just going to drop, say, forget it. They're very serious about it. And they're trying to win you over. Why won't you take their money? Wombat, well, are you too good to take their money?
You're not taking their money. They're taking your money.
No. But they're paying the people who.
I know they'll pay the $10. Yeah, so yes, I understand.
They're losing money to get you to be a customer.
Well, I don't have an Epic box. We already had
just
this.
Just buy games just for the sake of it. So get in on it.
I'm okay. No, thank you.
You're not afraid of missing out?
I'm not afraid of missing out.
I haven't looked at it.
I'm good. Why don't we talk about like something else then?
All right.
Like how you're playing a game that's so phantasmagorical.
Yeah. That what?
That your wife had to tweet about it.
That was weird. Yeah. But we're in new releases now, I guess. Shipwreck.
Yes. We're there. Let's do it. Did you play the bumper?
Boop, boop. Quick, Wombat. Make a bumper.
New releases. Ugh.
That's not bad.
Thanks.
Yes, for PlayStation 4, A Plague Tale: Innocence came out.
Yes, it's actually for everything.
Well, mm-hmm, top of the list, it says
PlayStation. Probably not Switch. Let's see. Not Switch. Everything but Switch.
Switch. Okay, got it.
EBS, as we like to say. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I actually, this is interesting. So Mrs. Cheapy asked me about this game. A Plague, it's not the greatest title. A Plague Tale: Innocence. She asked me if I've heard of it, and I had not. So I Googled it. She said she heard it was good. And I said, all right, I'll check it out. I Googled it, and I found out, and I saw that I could request a review code pretty easily. So I did, and I got it very quickly. And I asked Mrs. Cheapy, you know, where'd you hear about this game from? She said some Japanese person that she follows had mentioned that they really enjoyed it. And this person doesn't usually tweet about games, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, so we played through the first two chapters of this game. And I guess the best way to describe it is it's like a stealth adventure game so far, at least the first two chapters. It takes place in like the 1300s in France. And the plague is going on. It's definitely a grim setting, but it's really nice to look at. Mrs. Cheapy kept talking like while we're playing. She's like, wow, it's so amazing. Like, everything. She was just really impressed by the graphics. I was less impressed than her. I think the art and the direction is really great. You're not going to confuse this. Well, maybe you will. I don't know. It does look good. It's just, you know, I think she thought it looked better than Assassin's Creed Odyssey. And I was like, that's a pretty bold statement to make. But so, yeah, you play as a brother and sister in this game. So you've played games before, Wombat, like where you're controlling two characters, right?
Yes.
Like, what's that game? That Brothers game?
Brothers.
Brothers, yes. Brothers? It's a game
it's called Brothers.
Yes.
It sort of reminds me of that crossed with Assassin's Creed, but not, you know, it's a linear, at least so far, it's pretty linear. So the scope is a lot smaller than an Assassin's Creed, but it's surprisingly well done. I think you'll be really impressed from, this is a, what is it? Focus? What's the publisher that
makes sense?
Yeah, it's Focus. Focus.
That makes sense.
Yeah, publisher that does all the,
French games.
French games, right. Yeah, Mrs. Chibi thought it was a Japanese developer at first. Because I think the developer's name is Asobo, which is a Japanese word. Anyway, A Plague's Tale Innocence. I think you should really check it out. The story is really well done so far. Voice acting is really good. It's got a nice, it's like a thriller almost. Like it's creepy, it's like disturbing, but I don't know. I think you guys should check it out. Mrs. Chibi's into it.
All right.
Okay. So, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I've been playing, I was playing Sniper Elite 2 Remastered, V2 Remastered. I had never played Sniper Elite 2. I've played 3 and 4. I'm a fan of the series, but I had never played 2. So, it's new to me, which is kind of nice. It's interesting because, like I said, having played the other two, it's, although it's levels, you know, in a, that kind of linear setup, they're big open world kind of levels. And this is a more linear style game. But it's got all the trappings of, you know, Sniper Elite that you're used to, sniping, the zoom ins with the close up shots, and you see the brains and all that kind of fun stuff is still there. And yeah, and it looks great and it's fun. And that's Sniper Elite 2. You know, it's not a new game, so there's really not too much to say about it, other than if you are a fan of that, or if you're a fan of the series and you want to see it in HD remastered in 4K or whatever you may have, it's worth a pickup. And there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. I watched your video that you tweeted out.
Yes, that was a cool video. Do you see that second shot?
No, because I was watching it on the train, and it was pretty gross. And if there was somebody like looking at my phone behind me, they would think I was a sick person. So I stopped watching it.
I put up a cool video on Twitter. I have another one that I haven't posted yet.
Because you know, like people looking at your phone, like people sitting behind.
I was sitting next to a guy on the train.
Exactly.
Yesterday. And all he was watching, and I'm not making this up, 9/11 themed music videos.
Like Hulk Hogan, like
Melissa Etheridge, some Melissa Etheridge song, but it was all like set to footage from 9/11.
I get it.
And then he was watching no joke, Eddie Money. And then that would flip to footage of 9/11.
Which song?
I honestly don't remember. Yeah, it might as well have been. Right. But I'm looking, I'm like, oh, okay, now he's just watching Eddie Money. And then I see it like fades into the towers. I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing?
He got it in a YouTube loop.
It's grim. Sheesh.
He was feeling patriotic because Memorial Day.
I guess so.
That's what we see. So, just proves my point that people are looking at your phones when you're on the train.
Oh, yeah, totally. People are, yeah. Exactly. Especially if you're three in a three-seater.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I just pretend I have Tourette's, so nobody sits next to me. And a giant Subway sandwich. That combo.
That'll do
that. That combo, no one's sitting next to you.
Ugh, onions and mayo is the international sign for don't sit here.
No, I don't do that on a crowded train.
Are we going to talk about Rage 2?
Yes, I was saving that to be the last game.
Okay.
Because you're playing that.
I have played about 2 hours of Rage 2.
I've played like 15 hours of Rage 2.
That is insane.
I just have a lot of rage also.
Well, they did send the game to me early. I have had it since Saturday. So there's that.
It's a lot of Rage 2.
Is it though? It's like 2 hours a day. I guess that is a lot. Maybe not that much then. When I say it out loud, I'm like, maybe not that much. Maybe like 11, which is still a lot.
So did you play Rage 1?
I didn't play Rage 1.
Okay.
I did.
I played Rage 1. You played Rage 1, GP? Uh-huh. Yeah. It was good good shooting, good level design. Nothing to do in the overworld, and the currency system and crafting kind of just didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Rage 2, everybody, we're back.
Yeah, it's not inaccurate.
Nope, they stuck to their guns on that.
It's fun.
It's fine.
I'm enjoying it. I like the shooting. I like that pistol. I don't know why. The two different... I like the mechanic of two different styles of, you know, the gun functionality when you're mm-hmm. either using the zoom in or not.
Sure.
For each weapon, having the two different shooting styles. Also, the shotgun is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the, you know, the skills are fairly interesting. If, you know, they're kind of Jedi-like. Lots of, you know, force pushing.
Yeah,
and
there's a lot
double
of pushing
jumping
and stuff. And
yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's again, it's like Jedi style stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. It has a force push. It has the, you know, you're falling down and you want to do the ground pound kind of thing. Yeah.
It's kind first of like, person, though, all the way.
It
right?
is first person. Okay. Yes.
I think you can play it in third person, maybe.
I don't think so.
I don't. You can adjust the field of view. I don't know.
You can adjust the field of view, but you could do that in Borderlands too, and that doesn't change the...
No, but I don't know. In the stats, at least, there was a stat for how long you were playing in first person. So that really? Confused me. Yes.
Because if I could play in third person, I would at least minimally check it out, because I'd be curious. But there's not... There's no skin, you know, there's not changing your outfit or how your character looks, which also makes me think that that's not the case. There are weapon skins, but that's
mm-hmm.
makes sense.
Oh, no, I think it's a first person shooter. I just saw that in the stats screen and it confused
gotcha.
Me. So, yeah, you were comparing this to Borderlands.
I think it's similar. I didn't say.
How so?
I would say that I could see people making that comparison to Borderlands. It's post-apocalyptic. It has
okay,
that
everything
same kind.
It
not really. Not with the vehicles and the turret and the landscape and the character designs. There are a lot of similarities with those punk-looking guys. Even the VO is the tone
VO
of the game.
Is not, the tone is terrible.
Similar.
It's terrible though. It's terrible. Borderlands is the tone.
But it is. There's a definite like we're trying to be Borderlands.
Back of the box quote right there. It's just a terrible Borderlands.
I think I actually like the way. I always found Borderlands movement, especially having played it recently, could feel a little slippery when moving the people around. It's very technical talk. When using your character, it could be a little too loose for me. I kind of like that there's a little bit more muddiness with these characters, but that's just me. That's a preference thing. That's not a criticism thing.
I think you enjoy this game more than I do, which is fine. Like this is not a bad game by any means. It's just... It doesn't inspire anything in me when I'm playing it.
But if you really don't see the Borderlands comparison between these
I
two
I see
games,
it on a very
and,
high
and,
level.
In the
that
aesthetic
it is.
Of these two games. That
that's it,
that,
though. It's just the aesthetic. That, yeah. I don't see anything else.
Aesthetically, it's the same. It's you could describe either one of these games and not say the title of the game, and you could use the same description. Post-apocalyptic, vehicle combat.
There's another one coming
kind of
out.
Like a desert. Lots of punks and shooting people a lot. I mean, that's really it. There's not that much variation in landscape in Borderlands either.
Isn't there another game coming out?
There's quite a bit.
Just
there's
like this?
Quite a bit in Borderlands, but I'm sure there is because it's not like that's a unique theme.
I don't know. I can't think of that many post-apocalyptic first-person shooters.
Mad Max.
Outer Worlds.
Similar.
From Obsidian.
Outer Worlds looks similar.
I got confused. I thought this one was Outer Worlds because this doesn't have any multiplayer at all, right? Nothing.
No, none.
Right.
It's just straight up single player, no
yes.
co-op, no nothing. Just single
right.
player.
Right.
So it doesn't seem like a complete package.
Outer Worlds is a role-playing game that looks nothing like Borderlands.
It's not post-apocalyptic?
That looks more like a Fallout to me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Fallout would be similar style of this.
No.
Yeah, that's what... There's not that much difference between them. Like, the games... Like, comparing this to Borderlands, it's just, like, such a high-level comparison that...
I don't think so. I think you're just... I think
the mechanics are totally different. There's no loot in this.
Well,
this
I game. Think that's probably there's, me. I don't know.
There's
actually,
no multiplayer in this game. There's
not. Well, the, I guess so. Co-op in Borderlands.
Yeah. That's a pretty big. That's multiplayer.
I guess. When you say multiplayer, I think.
I guess that multiple people can play Borderlands at the same time. Yeah. This
you
is,
could show. You could show five people screenshots. You could show. Five people screenshots of both Borderlands 2 and Rage in random order, and I guarantee you at least half of those people wouldn't know which is which.
Have these people not seen Borderlands before? Because Borderlands is
That's what I'm saying.
Shaded.
Like, if you were to show people Somebody. Who had never seen either game before and said these
this
are two games.
This is realistic looking, though, and Borderlands is cel-shaded. Yeah.
It's the same colors, palettes, the lots of pinks
well,
and the blues.
If they've never seen either game before, how are they going to know?
Borderlands
you can say
have
these are
pinks.
Two games. Point out what's game A and what's game B based on these 10 screenshots.
But how are they going to know if they're not familiar with the series?
That's what I'm saying.
Just,
you wouldn't
going
know.
Going by the names.
Never mind.
Which game looks angrier?
I'm done with this conversation. You're both arguing for arguing's sake at this point.
I try to.
And I don't need it.
Right. To me, it seemed like a game that I would rent at Redbox for $3 or something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely probably along those lines. I like it a lot, though. I think it's a fun game.
You're also skipping all of the cutscenes.
Oh, yeah. I don't watch any cutscenes.
Why?
Because I don't watch any cutscenes in any game. Because why would this would be any different?
Are they terrible Borderlands cutscenes?
Yeah, they are pretty bad. I don't definitely... Definitely Borderlands level bad, yes.
Terrible Borderlands, you mean?
Yeah. I would say that they're terrible Borderlands. Cutscenes.
Are they angry? Is there a lot of rage in the cutscenes? People yelling
no,
at each other? No.
That's the weird thing. Like, it's...
It's that same sort of redneck aesthetic, trying to be funny, Borderlands-style cutscene, just like you said.
Yeah.
But it's not. Like, it doesn't hit, ever.
Neither does Borderlands.
No.
What are you saying? Come on.
Borderlands is funny.
It's got a lot of personality.
Yeah, this
I
is
like,
trying
like,
to have
I
a
like
lot of personality.
I like the robot, and that's about it when it comes to Borderlands.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
I think everyone else in that
name,
game...
How many characters can you name in Borderlands versus characters you can name in Rage?
Borderlands has the little girl.
Uh-huh.
And
Tiny Tina?
It has the big fat lady.
Oh gosh, I forgot what her name was.
Yep, she runs a garage.
Yep.
And it's got a handsome Jack.
Uh-huh.
Because he talks a lot. And
Mad Moxie.
Yep. And it's got...
The robot.
Claptrap.
Claptrap, yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Name your Rage 2 characters. Go.
Walker.
That's you.
Phoenix.
That sounds made up.
No, that's the car. That's the car that has that Linda Carter is the voice of.
Oh, I know. Terrible Claptrap. Is he in this game?
That's basically, they got Wonder Woman to be Claptrap in this game.
Wonder Woman's in this game?
Yeah, Linda Carter is the voice of your car.
Oh, I thought it meant...
You have a talking car with the voice of Linda Carter.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
There's nothing that's not a bad... Like, there's a lot of cool ideas. It's just...
And then there are the
this
three
This is a
people.
Very 7 out of 10...
I would say I would probably rate it an 8 out of 10, but that's just me. I give it another point nice. For
I think you
I
get
know,
that extra point
enjoyable.
Because it also is it's structured like Far Cry. It feels like a Far Cry game.
Okay. Again, that's not a bad thing either.
That's fine. It's yeah. just it's more Far Cry
there
than
There are
it is
definitely
Borderlands,
some I would say some Far Cry some Far Cry New Dawn vibes for sure.
Well, I'm just saying as far as the structure of the game, like you're going to these places and you're clearing them out.
Yep.
And it's all very little small missions. All the people you talk to are uninteresting and terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. I see why
I will give you that. There's no reason to talk to anyone in this game. It's a lot of just, I'm going to go to this little area here. I'm going to shoot 50 people. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hopefully get enough MacGuffin to upgrade my weapon.
Right. Which I like that they only have one MacGuffin. At least I've only have come across one MacGuffin so far?
Yeah, basically. I mean, you know, you get
it's
enough.
It's the blue gem stuff. The blue stuff.
Blue gem MacGuffin. That's all you need.
Yeah.
And you actually, no, there's one other kind, but it's for...
That's for like the skins and stuff though, right?
Yeah, you don't really need much of that. But yeah, you get your blue MacGuffin-y stuff and you upgrade.
Oh, you do get... No, what am I saying? You do get your challenge coins or whatever.
Yeah,
too.
That's what I mean. Yeah, the coins is the other thing.
Yeah.
But that's only in the arena, and that's really only to get like three skins. That's
well,
it.
But your skill points are also like challenge coins or something too.
I don't know. Yeah. But it's fine. It's a fun
no.
Game.
I completely agree. It's fine. It's. I wish it was better. I would say. I think I like the first Rage better than this.
It would be nice if the world was a little more alive. That's the problem. And this is something that I will say that to actually put a little pin in the Borderlands comparison. In Borderlands, there is a large amount of wildlife, and that's a big part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
This game has none, and it's weird. Like, it's a barren landscape.
Yeah. Like, you'll get to, like, a little, like, just, like, abandoned town area. And it's just, like, there's... Like, you kill a couple dudes, and then there's just, like, nobody around, and so you're just wandering around looking for if there's chests or something.
Or something.
Is that what I'm supposed to be doing?
Yeah, and there should be, like, monsters or something. You're on a planet. There's got to be animals or some wild... There's got to be wild animals of some type, and there's none. Even if it's just to add to the environment and the texture of the game, to say, oh, look, and here's a whole herd of buffalo... But no,
something
it doesn't
to look at.
Do that. Yeah, but there's not even birds. It is a little weird, and it jumps out. Then the lack of it does jump out at you. It actually that's the one thing that if anything makes it feel incomplete is the lack of life in the environment.
Well,
So. You say there's like people are saying they're beating this game in 10 to 12 hours, Wombat.
I'm taking my time, I guess. I don't know. What do you want from me?
I don't know. I'm just curious. Like, you have to be pretty far along then.
Yeah, I am. You have to get each one of the three people up to level 5, and I have two of them at level 5.
Wow. That's pretty short for this type of game, really.
Yeah, yeah. From what I've read, it's also fairly short, but I wouldn't know that yet. But, you know, what can you do? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Rage 2, everybody.
Yeah.
You gonna get it, GP?
No. I mean, I'll like I said, if I see it at Redbox or the library, I'll check it out.
I'd be curious to know what you think, because you need to be the moderator here.
Well... It's one of those two things is going to have to happen.
Mm. All right.
For me to play it.
I understand.
Shipwreck.
Why did you get it from that Epic sale?
Shipwreck.
No, I bought it.
Yeah, why?
I bought it because
you have GCU. And
Wombat was like so like high on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, I like Borderlands. Maybe Wombat knows what he's talking about here.
I didn't know. I said that there were going to be a lot of comparisons to it. I didn't say it was going to be the same.
His expectations are lower because he got a review copy.
You misunderstood what I said, but that's okay.
Well, that's not looking for much. He's happy there's a pause button and that he can shoot people in the face and that it looks good. And, you know, he doesn't need the story, probably. In fact, in a lot of ways, it's kind of a relief to just... go from point A to point B and shoot things and then not even have to think about it.
There is something, like, it's a cathartic game that doesn't require you to invest much in it.
Yeah, like, there's a place for that.
I appreciate
that. There's
a place
for that.
And that's why I really like it.
Sure, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I just don't want to spend $60 for it.
Nor should you.
Yeah.
I thought you had already pre-ordered it. If you told me that you were getting it based on my recommendation.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, I would have said, whoa, wait. But
I just assumed that you were going GCU.
Now I
crazy.
Feel bad.
Well, I mean, it was GCU, so it wasn't
right.
Okay. And did you get 10 back? Wasn't there 10 on that also?
I don't think so.
No.
But
well, what else we got this week besides Rage?
I think we're up to news and stuff.
We are?
All these Switch games.
Yeah, we're not talking about those.
GPD came out for the Switch this week.
Oh, that's right. Did they not send that to you? You think if you were in a game, they would send it to you?
I do not think. Not only did they not send it to me, they didn't like contact me in any way about it.
No, you don't get residuals?
No,
for your charity. Residuals. They don't need you to pay them again.
Right. No, they didn't. I don't know. Not that like I, you know, they could have sold like 50 extra copies probably if they, I don't know what did something with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I am in the game still. It's confirmed. They did confirm via Twitter that all the DLC is in the game, including me. And it's $40. So, and I didn't get a review copy. But I don't know. I probably should get it though.
Why not?
I know. I don't want to spend $40 for it, though. What else we got?
I think we're into Wombat's area.
Yeah, news and stuff. And there's a one big story. Microsoft and Sony are working together. Dogs and cats.
To fight Google.
And
Amazon and Apple. Mm-hmm. It's like the Access and the Allies and... you know, the Allies are all the old school gaming companies.
Yeah. Now there's no mention of Xbox and PlayStation. It's just the Microsoft and Sony thing.
Sure.
About cloud solutions. It could be a big deal.
Oh, does it not mention anything about video games at all? I really just skim this.
Future. It's not that it doesn't. Yeah. It's
really. Oh yeah, it does. It says Sony will use Microsoft Azure, which is their cloud service, for its own game and context streaming services.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go.
Yeah, just as they're working together on on that technology, it doesn't mean that you're going to be able to play, Gears of War on your PlayStation. That's all.
But couldn't you see, could you see Sony and Microsoft saying, hey, you know, maybe...
Cross-platform play for all multiplayer games.
Right, for us, but not for the evil Google and...
shared leaderboards.
Let's keep it at Google and Amazon.
Now, do trophies become achievements, or do achievements become trophies, or do they become trochievements? Trochievements. How many trochievements are in this game, and can I 1,000 platinum it?
Right.
Plat thousands? I got a plat thousand trochievements in Gears of Spider-Man.
Don't you remember when PlayStation 3 was announced and it was $600 and people were like, oh, you should just buy an Xbox and a Nintendo
Wii.
And they would say what they had like a cute name for it, right?
Like the Wii 60.
The Wii 60 combo, right?
Yep.
So that's like that's what this is. It's the good guys teaming up against the bad guys.
Is it though?
Well, Sony was the bad guy.
Aren't they all bad guys in this situation?
Well,
they're all the bad guys.
It's the enemies you know versus the enemies you don't know. Enemies? Maybe not enemies.
This town needs an enema. See, I'm perfect for Batman.
Okay. What else we got here? Oh, there's too many ads on this fucking GameSpot. Look at this videos running and everything. Everything's of an ad.
Jeez. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I guess Days Gone is selling well.
Holy shit. Look at this.
What?
Just ads. Just fucking the whole page is ads.
I'm on the Forbes page now.
Oh, this is amazing. Wow.
It's got a lot of ads on it too, though.
It's literally the GameSpot article that has this for the cloud article that I was just reading from. 90%.
Yeah, I had to close the window.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. There's nothing. You have the headline, okay, and then there's like one ad, then a video ad, and then like a small little ad underneath that. Still no content at all. And that's the whole entire page on my screen. I have to scroll down completely to see any content. Like a full page. A full page you have to scroll. It's amazing. God, getting that big money over there at GameSpot.
So a lot of people are buying Days Gone, it seems.
In Japan, apparently.
Yeah. Are you still playing it at all?
Did I play it? I think I played it one time since last week. But, they have been patching it a lot. I just want to see them make some quality of life gameplay improvements, like I mentioned last week, like all the looting stuff, just speed up those animations or something. Like, don't make me sit there and have to hold the button down to open up those car hoods, just getting, and then push it again to pick up the parts. I'm not opening up the car hood to not pick up the part, right? I'm not just going to fucking open it and leave it there. That's stupid. So just give me the part.
Rage does that well. You break open a box and then you just magically get everything.
I mean, look, my thumbs are hurting. I don't need to be put any extra button presses. Think of the older gamers out there. Right, Wombat?
Right.
Please, somebody think of us. Mm-hmm. But I like this Forbes article here.
Okay.
That was talking about Days Gone and why the headline is why the sales are better than its reviews. By the way, we haven't seen the NPD numbers yet, so we don't really know how good the sales are. But apparently it's doing pretty well in Europe as well. But the gist of the article is that, you know, critically it's, you know, the scores are in the like low 70s, I think. And he's saying that game critics are really looking for perfection in their open world games at this point, because the bar's been set pretty high by Rockstar Games and Spider-Man and
Assassin's Creed.
There's a lot of AAA big time open world games. And I think the article's point is people don't need like a perfect huge ass game. You know, sometimes fun is good enough, and like some cool hook is good enough, like being a biker and fighting zombies. That might be just be enough if the game is competent, which it is mostly competent, of course. So
I could say the same thing about Rage 2.
Yeah. So
the game is fun and it is competent, despite its flaws.
And it being terrible Borderlands.
It's not as good Borderlands.
Yeah, Days Gone is just terrible Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
That's all. It's fine. It's still pretty good. But what just happened here? Why did you make?
I was going to ask you, what did you do?
I didn't make this link giant size. Right, we don't need the link anymore. We already talked about it.
All right.
Okay.
Go away, giant link.
Click that hard.
Where's Zelda?
Let's talk about Nintendo now.
That was a giant link joke. It was funny.
Oh, right. Sorry. Oh, man. So there's some Nintendo news. I found this pretty interesting. Did you expect the Switch to outsell PS4 in Japan?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I thought it'd make for good radio.
You can take the Switch with you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Japanese people have small hands as a people?
No, I mean, there's some major commuting cities.
I have small hands as a people. So.
Most of the population in Japan are in major cities.
Uh-huh.
And there is a lot of commuting going on.
Sure.
So that does make sense.
I do a lot of commuting. Why don't I use my Switch more?
You bought a Switch, so it doesn't matter if you use it or not. You're already...
That is true. I'm waiting for that Marvel Ultimate Alliance 12 to come out.
Mm-hmm. And Saints Row the Third.
Yes. Got to get that Saints Row.
Yeah. What's up with that? I don't know. I don't think they're putting a lot of effort into marketing Saints Row the Third.
They should put you on the box.
While I was taking a shit one day, I did put myself into the... Not on the box, but I should do that. Fuck. Why didn't I think of that?
You need to take another dump.
That's going to happen soon. Don't have to wait long. What was I saying? Oh, so the Switch has outsold the PS4 in Japan, and it came out 3 years later, so that they've reached the lifetime sales mark already.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, it's cheaper, but good. Good job.
What's the game that everyone wants to play on the Switch in Japan? Like, what's the hook?
I don't know. Smash?
Is it? I don't
know.
Probably
all the same ones that
are
here. It's all the first party Nintendo games.
Is it?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Okay. I believe you.
And some like really pervy panty game.
Like, is there something that's out there like a Monster Hunter-esque, or maybe it is Monster
Yes,
Hunter.
Panty Party.
Is that okay?
Panty Party.
I'll take your word for it.
Yep.
I'll believe
as
you.
As well you should.
Mm-hmm. You know Japan better than I do.
And panty parties.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't even know what a panty party is. I know it's a game.
Really? You haven't lived.
It's a game. It's really a game.
Until you've been to a panty party at my house. Oh,
I want to. I don't want to think about anything. I'm still thinking about your son's horrible gas.
My wife was texting me because I was at work. She's like, I can't even sit in the room anymore. I'm like, I don't know.
So leave. I would just leave.
Yeah, she's like, I left him alone, but he was in our room in my bedroom.
Oh, get him the fuck out of there.
Laying in bed because he wanted to lay in bed and watch TV because he wasn't feeling well. Right. So we let him sit there. And it's apparently he was just stinking up that room like a hot box.
Yeah, yeah. That's another reason not to have a TV in your bedroom. Mm-hmm. Get the kids out of there. Whew. Yeah. Nintendo also gave details on Super Mario Maker 2 today. I believe that was today. I don't know. I'm not really too interested in this stuff, but...
I am.
What does that headline say?
I don't know. Super Mario Maker 2 includes slopes.
isn't that offensive?
Night mode and 3D world levels. It's lowercase, Wombat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and yes, that is offensive. I am offended.
You're from Slovakia?
I'm offended
by
you.
That's someone from Slovakia? Is that what that is?
No. It's not. Anyway, so tell us about Super Mario Maker 2, Shib, since you're the one. You're the Mario master.
Well, you had the majority of it there. It's just
more of that
Mario Maker. They added Super Mario 3D World as levels that you can make now.
Right. So. And that's on the Switch now.
Yes, that's the big.
That's the big thing.
That's the big draw over the Wii U version.
Yes, I know. I see that. And it's out June 28th.
Yeah, we'll probably see that at E3. Woo-hoo! I'm guessing.
I'll be sure to ask them about the slopes, Wombat. Tell them on your behalf.
Could you?
Yeah.
Why I'm using derogatory terms that haven't been used in 20, 30, 40 years.
Right. Yeah. All right. What else we got here in Nintendo? At the Death of Fun writes in and asks for our thoughts on the Nintendo Online Voucher System. Do you guys even know what this is? Because none of us have that.
I do.
Tell us.
It's just you pay them $100 and you get two vouchers to buy two digital games. So you can save up to $20.
But it's like a select group of games to choose from?
It is.
And sounds like me just giving Nintendo $100. This is only for people. First of all, this is only available for people who are subscribed to a Nintendo Online?
Yes.
Or Switch Online, whatever it's called?
Yep. Yep.
What is it called?
Switch Online.
Okay. Just checking.
Yep.
Testing you to see if you knew. It sounds like something I would not do.
I mean, it just depends on if you were going to buy those games anyway, I guess.
At that moment, like,
I mean, it's all the Nintendo games, so.
But it's not something that you're going to give them $100 and say, okay, I'm just going to hold on to this and see what happens and see what games come in and out of the sale, right? You have to pretty much use it right away. You don't know.
Well, you just get two vouchers, right?
Yeah.
So.
Right. So it doesn't matter what the price is.
One of the games you can get is Super Mario Maker 2. So if you're planning on buying that.
Sure.
You might as well get $10 off, I guess. This doesn't seem too nefarious on their part.
No. Yeah, because
this is as good as it gets for Nintendo giving deals.
Yeah, exactly. you give us more money than a game, and then we'll cut you a little slack off the back end.
Right.
Just a taste of a deal.
Right, so that we don't have to go make the physical versions for you.
Is there no physical version of... No, Mario.
Oh, no, there is, but the vouchers are only good for the digital versions.
Got it. Got it. Okay. I guess it's a good idea to try to get $100 at a time from your
company. Mario in the construction worker hat is just adorable, by the way. Like, that's going to sell a lot, just him and Luigi in those hats on the cover of that thing.
I haven't even seen the cover. How come it's not on this Polygon article?
It's on the voucher list website.
Oh, I see it.
Do you not have the voucher list website bookmarked?
I don't, but I found a picture of the guys wearing the helmets.
It's adorable.
I don't know. It doesn't do it. Construction doesn't do it for me, really. doesn't get my cuteness meter going.
What about the cat suit or the frog suit? Looks like he's on a frog suit on the front.
I'm not much for men with little fat men with mustaches. No. In any
what
suit.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. It's just not my thing.
Right. I like looking at cute animals and stuff.
Yeah.
Just don't want them.
Sorry. Look, sorry, you can get Ship. Arms. Arms.
I think we're learning a lot more about Shipwreck on this episode.
Right. let's move on to my stupid PC corner.
Sure.
I've been playing.
What is this?
It's a video game name. I talked about it maybe a week ago or
I'll
2 weeks ago.
I'll take your word for it.
What's that?
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. And that word is Mordhau. That is the massively online, it's not that massive, 64 player online medieval combat game. And it's just fucking hilarious. When I get good enough at it, maybe I'll stream me playing it, because it's just so funny. Cutting people's heads off and arms off, and I don't know. You got to just, Wombat, you got to Google Mordhau and just watch some videos of carnage, pretty much. I think you'd like it.
It's one of my favorite things in games.
By the way, somebody complained that they couldn't figure out how to spell it from the last time I talked about it. It's Mordhau.
Oh, that's the not quite for honor type game?
Right. Yeah. More like Chivalry, if you're familiar with that one. It's just bigger, and it's like Battlefield. You know, you have specific goals to accomplish on the field, but there's flags that you're capturing. Shipwreck loves to capture flags and points. They don't have point A or B, though, Ship, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're not called. They just have names. Like camp.
I'm so confused.
You'll figure it out if you ever get it for PC. Mm-hmm. It's definitely worth $25 or $30, whatever it is. It's pretty awesome.
How much is it on the Epic Store?
I don't know that it's on the Epic Store.
Who dropped the ball there, cheapie?
But it could me. I'm not involved with that. I'm not involved with the. Oh, it is on. That people are asking for it. It's not on there. People are begging. When I Google Mordhau Epic Store, all the topics are, please don't be an Epic Store exclusive. Oh, no. Maybe it's only two topics. All right. What else we got here? Are we up to Cagbag? I think we are. We sort of talked about this one before, I guess. At Berserker85 writes in and says, with Days Gone and Rage 2 being panned for not being artistic masterpieces, do you think it's bad for a AAA video game to just be a fun video game?
No, that's all right. I think the perfect example of that I think we could all agree on is Wildlands. Wildlands is not a critically praised game by any sense. It has I think its Metacritic score is like a 72 or something.
What,
like
Ghost
that.
Recon?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that game was not well reviewed.
Ghost Recon Wildlands Metacritic. Let's get to the bottom of this immediately. Okay. 69%. Oh no, 76% for Xbox.
76 okay. On Xbox. So yeah.
Yeah. It's not incredibly high, you know, it's not nines across the board.
Right.
And I think it's one of the best games I've played in
that. I wonder how much of that though is the post launch support for that game though.
I don't know. Maybe we didn't play
that game.
That, much
that game changed a
though.
Lot.
We played it like 3 months after it came out. Now maybe
no, we were way late.
Yeah,
to
we
it.
Played it like 10 months later. But
right, like I think that game probably changed a lot.
Did it though? Like the single player aspect of it. I think yes. The multiplayer changed a lot, but I don't think the single player game changed that.
There
much.
Were like there were huge
updates. Yeah,
updates to that game. Big like time. I remember, like getting like 60 gig updates for that game.
I don't. Well, I didn't.
But I don't know that for sure. But I just don't. I don't know what that game was at launch compared to what it was.
I know. All I know is that game's a great game and it's a lot of fun. That was poorly reviewed. So I stand by my statement.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
That is a game that is a lot of fun. I hope they don't ruin it with the sequel. I've already heard rumors that there's going to be no pausing. So.
I thought true. I saw too that there's not AI teammates.
No,
well.
I heard that they said in the launch thing that you could play solo or with four people. That they're not getting rid of that.
But are you having AI teammates?
I think so. I'm like 90% sure you are. But I think it may be an always online situation with no pausing. Because it has that new social hub.
Yeah. So did we answer?
Don't screw this up.
Don't screw it up. Did we answer Berserker's question?
I think so.
Okay. It's fine to just be a fun video game. I think I haven't played Days Gone, but from your descriptions of it, Cheapy, it seems like it's okay.
Yeah, it's not for. I mean, it respects your time enough in other ways, like, you know, with checkpoints and such.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not. I haven't found it too frustrating, certainly, except for, you know, some little small quality of life issues. I didn't really understand this question, but this is from Aries04, and he asks, can Wombat go over his coffee drinking routine for work again? I remember him talking about it along with Stackers, but I can't recall the exact episode. Just got a new job and would really appreciate the advice. Thanks. I don't even know what Stackers are.
What are we even talking about here?
I think he's talking about, I may have brought up this was when I was in college. I was doing that. So back when we were in college, there was, and I think the product still exists, Stacker 2.
Oh, it's like a fucking weight loss drug or something.
Yeah, it's a weight loss drug.
Oh, you were abusing weight loss drugs?
Yes, when I was in college, and this is back when they had ephedra in it, which is now illegal. I would wake up in the morning, I would have a giant, like, tin, you know, like a water bottle, like a big metal thermos.
Uh-huh.
Thermos, there's a word for it.
Yeah, yeah.
A thermos full of coffee. And I would take that with two ephedra-laced Stacker 2 pills.
Okay.
I would drink the whole thing of coffee, black, with the two pills.
Uh-huh.
Then I would get to work, and I would make a pot of coffee. And then I would drink the pot of coffee, take two more pills.
Wait, what? How old were you?
I was 20. This is probably from the ages of 20 to 22.
So your senior year in college and...
And I was basically on speed.
Wow.
I was working 40 hours a week. I was going to school 3 hours every night.
Wow.
So, and weekends. And I would still go to parties on Friday nights after class and Saturday nights.
Wow.
I think I slept like 2 hours a night.
Wow.
And I weighed, I think, 145 pounds.
The speed diet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was in great shape. I should also throw in, I was working out then, too.
So
oh, I was
my God.
So I would work out for an hour.
Are there any pictures from this era?
Not many. I mean, it was before that time. But, yeah, I was skinny and a little hyper.
Before the time of pictures?
This was before phones were everywhere.
He can
find
them. What he means to say, he can get them, but he doesn't have easy access to them. He needs to go to his parents' house or something and take pictures.
Yeah, not even, because I wasn't living at home, so my parents don't have any pictures. I was in school. I didn't go back home in the summer during that time frame. I was staying in school all year round. I was not healthy, and I do not recommend it to anyone. I mean, obviously, it didn't last very long, which is a good thing, mainly because Stacker 2s are the drug is illegal now because
right.
It was killing football players.
Wow.
Yeah. So don't do that. Although maybe it wouldn't be such a bad idea if I lost some weight.
Yeah, there's other ways to do that.
You don't think I should be doing amphetamines to lose weight again? Now
I mean, I don't
want
to be judgy, but it seems like...
Now I have 3 cups of coffee a day.
Okay. That's the new routine.
I wake up, I have a cup of coffee, I go to work, I have 2 more. That's the basics. That's it. That's the story in a nutshell.
All right. Pretty good story.
Yep.
I would recommend to our listener to not copy that.
Yeah, don't do that. 3 cups of coffee is probably...
How about a latte and just call it that? Call it a day.
I don't know. 3 cups of coffee is good for you.
Okay.
Shit right. Like a goose.
No. That's I think we're good. It's got enough shit. I don't need to read this last one.
Yeah.
I do need to give a shout out, though, to Long Island Retro, because we're going to be doing a show there this summer. Hooray! So go to liretro.com. It's August 10th and 11th in fabulous Garden City, Long Island. home of the birthplace of aviation. Shipwreck.
Yes.
You like aviation.
I do.
That's why you're coming.
I got out of that, but yes. You
still like it.
I still like
it. You probably like it more now.
Sure. Yeah, I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Now you hate pizza.
It's not true.
Oh, good. That would be bad. You don't want a job that's going to make you hate pizza. That'd be bad. All right, so go to liretro.com and come see us. It's fun. Maybe I can buy, you can watch me buy Wombat an entire collection of Fallout orbs for $10. A complete set.
Yep. And just hand me the bag. You go, I got these for you.
Right. Congratulations on owning a complete set of Fallout orbs.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, of course. And that's it.
Bread's done.
You know, Kenny, thanks to you and Stacker 2, I've made some great new friends in racing. Yesterday, Jeff Hammond took me to the rodeo. Next up, steer wrestling.
No, not that kind of wrestling, no.
But nobody compares to my new best friend, Tony Stewart.
Hey, Big Show, there's room for one more.
Yeah.
Burn fat, crush cravings, and supercharge your energy. Stacker 2 Ephedra Free. Because you never know when you're going to need it.